Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And hey, there's a big concert coming this way, Veterans Day. Man, this is fantastic. And it's all from Walmart. I mean, this is such a great deal. Charles Croson is with us, and he's the senior manager of Walmart Corporate Communications. Charles, how are you?
Randy, I'm doing great. Hope your day is going well.
Yeah, it's going great, and even better with this news. This is fantastic. And I think this is maybe the first time you guys have done this.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. We were challenged this year for trying to come up with a really innovative idea and a way to honor and show real respect to those members of the military community. And the end result is exactly what you just mentioned, a concert, Heroes and Headliners, scheduled for Veterans Day, November 11th, taking place in Tampa, Florida, with some pretty notable acts stage.
Yeah, I love the name of the series, by the way, Heroes and Headliners. And this is one of, I mean, Chris Stapleton, come on. Chris Stapleton he's insane. The guy's so good. And you get,
yeah, I've had the pleasure of seeing him twice before, two separate shows. One was a country show, country music, and the other was more blues based.
Sure. Yeah.
And, I will say this respectfully, a human being should not sound that great. it defies reason. His talents and his voice are just incomparable.
And his guitar work. You know, when you hear Chris Stapleton's voice, there's no mistaking who that is. And, you know, that's with all the great artists like that. And then you have her and Imagine Dragons. I mean, would you just draw names out of a hat? I can't imagine a more random selection of entertainers for this thing.
We wanted something for everyone. We wanted a good, diverse cross-section of artists to be able to come in, perform for these men and women who do so much to sacrifice for our country, and give them something that they can certainly enjoy. But you talk about that lineup: her, Imagine Dragons, Chris Stapleton, all three very different genres, all on one stage in one night. We really think we hit the mark with those who are going to be performing for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is going to be in Tampa, and it is just for veterans and their families. The show sold out, but it will be live streamed, which I'm excited about, at walmart.com/live on Facebook, X, YouTube. And then you get Rob Gronkowski. I mean, does Rob Gronkowski have to be a part of everything now?
Well, you would think so. You would think. I mean, the guy's retired, so he's got to have something to do.
Yeah, right. You know, he's got plenty to do.
It's going to be Gronk and Camille Kostek. They're going to be our hosts for the evening. One of the things with Gronkowski, and it's something in all seriousness, he has a tremendous amount of respect and honors the men and women of military service. So for him to be a part of this and to kind of step up and say, sure, I'll host it, there's clearly a precedent and reason for why he's doing it.
One of our partners is USAA. And just to kind of underscore what you just said, I mean, they don't work with anybody who doesn't support the military. And so if they're behind Rod Gronkowski, so are we. I mean, and I say that as a Kansas City Chiefs fan, which is hard to say, but his heart's in the right place.
You know, Gronkowski made his hay, most of his hay there in New England. And then, of course, wrapped it up in Tampa where the concert's being held. But, I mean, you guys have got Kelce and Taylor Swift.
That's true. That's right. That would be our concert.
There you go. Well, actually, isn't that how they met? And didn't they say that, like, he was
yeah.
Kelce was at her concert?
Exactly.
Watch me do what I do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, to live in Kansas City right now and everything that's going on, and then you throw Taylor Swift in the mix, it's like, what?
But no, you know, that's...
It's just cool. It's cool. I think everybody...
There is a coolness factor to it. There is absolutely... By the way, did she make the trip to Germany with the team?
You know, that's a great question, and that's... I have not heard an answer to that yet. I mean, if she did, she, you know, the NFL... didn't show as much. Well, it was the NFL Network, so they might be, you know, anti Taylor Swift. I don't know how that works.
There'd be some contractual obligations.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about the other part of this deal here, Charles. I mean, thank you to Walmart for always supporting our veterans. You guys have done so much for so long for veterans, and not just in terms of hiring, but in terms of supporting their families, supporting military spouses. And now donating up to $4 million across multiple veteran supporting organizations. And some of these that we work with every day, Wreaths Across America. I'm not familiar with IVMF.
Yeah, IVMF is one of our longstanding partners there, Randy. And with them, they are, their charge is military and military spouse entrepreneurship. And that is really what they lean in. Also something Walmart, through its open call initiatives and its involvement and constantly looking for those small businesses that could possibly have inroads into Walmart stores. That's a natural relationship between Walmart and IVMF. They'll be one of the beneficiaries announced on Saturday night.
I mean, that's no small number, $4 million. And, you know, you guys have pledged so much support to veteran organizations across the years. It's just fantastic. And I know that you have a certain number of veteran employees that make up a good bulk of your workforce. And that's so important too, because, you know, we talk to companies all the time that, you know, that support veterans by hiring them. And then they find out that, oh, wait a minute, we're the beneficiaries because veterans make the best employees.
They absolutely do. There are so many, that is such a great point you bring up there, because, you know, this was something that Walmart really began leaning into a little more than 10 years ago.
Right.
And its military programs, creating those jobs, providing those jobs for returning military members, coming back to civilian life. More than 500,000 hired in more than a 10-year period, both the veterans and their military spouses. And what we find are these men and women come into with a level of training and understanding, a work ethic.
Yes.
That makes our entire teams stronger. And like you said, we end up being the ones benefiting from them being with us, not the other way around.
I'm mentoring this young lady right now who just spent 22 years in the Navy, and she transitioned out and she got a job in a private sector. And she's kind of complaining to me from time to time that, hey, you know, I don't want to be all military about this, but I tell people sometimes to do their jobs and they don't do it. And I go, well, right. You know, that's it. That's what people do that aren't in the military. And she goes, but I'm just not used to that. And I have to kind of temper my responses. I go, well, yeah, welcome back. Right.
Absolutely. That's something, you know, with Walmart and with these associates we've been bringing in after their military experience, what they've seen both domestically and internationally, bringing them back and seeing, you know, just the way they do their jobs translate over into the retail space, in our stores, in our home offices, in our distribution centers. It's something that makes us stronger.
So now, Charles, are you going to this concert?
I am. We have a contingent from the home office that'll be leaving a little bit later this week, getting ready for the event. Want to welcome these members of the military community as best we can when they arrive at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater on Saturday, and make sure they have a great time.
You know, and the other thing I know about Chris Stapleton is that he is just himself a huge veteran supporter. So I would imagine he's kind of thrilled with this this gig.
The response we've heard from both him and the other three groups, her and Imagine Dragons, they are all thrilled to be doing this.
Oh, man, that's so cool. That's so cool.
There is a coolness factor to this, don't you think?
There really is. And is this going to be a continuing series of Walmart?
TBD. That's something we're going to take a look at. We're going to take a look at how this is received, which, as you said, 20,000 tickets, all 20,000 being claimed, the vast majority, more than 80%. By members of the military community and their family members. It's something we may have struck a positive nerve here. And I would say that, you know, nothing's off the table.
Well, and it really makes sense too for Walmart, especially because you sell their music, right?
We do. But more importantly, it's our commitment to the veteran organizations. You know, finding the artist and putting them in place, that was, you know, that was a big hurdle to find.
Sure.
And kind of come over. But at the end of the day, it's about putting on a show, putting something together that really shows members of the military community just how important they are to us and have been for a very long time.
Well, thank you so much. And I just want to kind of reemphasize that it will be live streamed at walmart.com/live. I'm going to be glued to this thing. And I would imagine, I mean, you never know what's going to happen at a concert, right? So who knows who's going to show up?
Who knows? Who knows indeed? You never know, and it'd be worth it. But like you said, it's going to be streamed on Walmart.com/live, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, and YouTube. Those are the first ones that come off the top of my mind. But I bet, Randy, I think you'd mentioned just a few moments ago yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Charles, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for everything that Walmart is doing for our vets. And, hey, have a good time at the show.
Outstanding. Thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.